A thought for today. I know everything is possible. I know everything is possible. I know everything is possible. Now, why do I know that everything is possible? Because everything is already complete. Everything is already done. Well, that sounds like fatalism, doesn't it? We don't have a choice in the matter. We don't have a choice in the matter of whether we're going to be happy or unhappy, whether we're going to have a house or not have a house, whether we're going to live in a world or have the world blow up. We have no choice. If everything already exists, if everything is preordained, we have no choice. Well, it is true, you have no choice. You have no choice. You have no choice but to go into the grocery store and buy the food that's there. It's preordained. It's pre-established in the grocery store. You go into the grocery store and you buy what's there, but you do have the selection. Our biggest problem in life is that we go to the neighborhood store. Or we go to one catalog. Or we go to one channel. We say, that's all there is. Well, then for us, that's all there is. What happened to you the first time you went into Migros? Or you went into Alpha Beta? Or you went into some large grocery store? After always running across the street to your little neighborhood grocery store and going for their little selection, but good selection of things, things that they knew would sell. What happened when you went into this great big store that was 100 miles this way and 100 miles this way? You know, it seemed like that to us when we were little children. When Mother took us finally to the big grocery store, and we looked and said, wow, there's jillions and jillions and millions and zillions of things here. It seemed like that to us. We thought our selection was illimitable, unlimited. We thought, wow, gee, Mom, you can buy anything here. And then Mother informs us, yes, it does seem like that. But you know, son, you can't buy an elephant in the grocery store. Yeah, but who wants to buy an elephant in the grocery store? Well, when you say you can buy anything here, then that means anything. You can buy everything concerning food, and even that is limited. If we were to go down into countries in other lands, we would find they have different foods on their shelf because they have different tastes. They have different desires for food. You'd find mangoes and kiwis. You'd find all sorts of strange and wonderful things in these other countries that you don't find here. That was when I was a little boy. Today, you find mangoes and kiwis and everything else for sale in our larger grocery stores because our tastes have broadened, our scope of understanding has expanded, television has brought into our front door, into our everyday life, words that were only something we read in the dictionary before, like green thumb and hitchhiking and things like that. But now, everything seems to be in the grocery store. In fact, you know what else they have in the grocery store? They have a pharmacy department. And you know what else they have in a grocery store? They have a bank. My goodness sakes, a bank. And they have a blood testing department. And they have a bathroom. When we were kids, they didn't have a bathroom there. Where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom? They have everything in there. My goodness. But they don't have everything. They haven't sold, I guess they did too, sold cars in a grocery store. You know, you go in some of these giant grocery stores, like up around Mark's place there, Atascadero. Remember that grocery store there? Big, big, beautiful store. Was that Albertsons what was the name of that store?
Albertsons.
Big, beautiful, new store. Fabulous. Well, right in the middle of it, they had a car. And this car was to be given away. But it also had a sign for the car dealer, telling who put that car on display. So, even cars for sale in a supermarket. And you know what else they got? Books. Books and magazines. And flowers. And meat. And bread and wine. Wine and liquor. And you know what they like? I like there? They have non-alcoholic liquor. Non-alcoholic beer and non-alcoholic wine. And you don't find that in many of the other stores, not even the liquor store. But there in the grocery store, they cater to the tastes of everyone. So you see, I know everything is possible. If I wait long enough, perhaps in the grocery store, they'll even sell houses. Well, they do now. They have a list up in the bulletin board where you can sell your house or your dog or your wife or your cat. You know, you can sell just anything. Your wife? Well, she's available to clean houses. She's available as a secretary. She's available for these various things. And husbands, too. Happy-go-lucky male, 30 years old, white, single, looking for any type of woman, any age. And he is 30 years old. He's looking for any age woman just to have a companion. Charming, attractive young woman, 29 years old, shy, reclusive, but an excellent cook and a fabulous lover, looking for a man who will appreciate her. My goodness, would she have a lot of calls, wouldn't she? Mm-hmm. And then you know what she does? She writes down her telephone number but forgets to put the whole thing there. She puts three digits and three digits, and she puts three digits and four digits, and she forgot a digit. I wonder why. Have you ever looked on the Help Wanted board or the Things Available board? Fascinating. Just scan it with your eyes, and you see that everything is possible. Everything is wonderful. Everything is beautiful. Now, you go into Migros over in Switzerland, and you go into that store, and it's a great grocery store. But it's a clothing store. And it's an audiovisual store. It's a camera store. It is a garden store. And our Kmart is like that too. Not quite as charming as it is over at Migros, but it's there. We go into catalogs. They seem to have everything. Everything is possible in a catalog. No limits. Now, what have we done? Where have we gone in life? What do we want out of life? Are we going to the right store to buy what we want or to pick up what we want? Let me tell you a little secret. The store that I'm going to recommend to you does not take credit cards. The store that I'm going to recommend to you does not take money. The store that I'm going to recommend to you is a terrible, 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 terrible store. Because there, everything is possible. And you have to make the choice. You can look at pornographic movies. You can do that in the grocery store too. You can look at beautiful nature films that are uplifting and inspiring. You can look at the lives of famous people that are joyous and wonderful, all on one rack. Where is your interest? Where is your desire for yourself? What do you want to fill into your heart? Are your sex glands so overriding that you want to get something that stimulates them? It would hardly seem necessary. Is your emotional life so empty that you have to read about the emotional dramas of other people's lives? Is your mind of beauty and goodness that is seen in these nature films so in want that you have to buy them? Hey, Herb, you've gone through the whole list there and perhaps more, and you said, we don't need that. Well, I didn't say you don't need it. I said, if you need that, then you're not doing it properly. You can go within yourself and you can find all the purian interests that you desire. Your mind has a visual assortment of pictures that it can show you about all of the sexual things that could ever excite you, about all the emotional things that could ever excite you, about all the uplifting nature things or life things that could excite you. The movies inside of us are far more complete and beautiful and fulfilling because we're involved than anything we can see in the outer. Now, we go and we say, well, I'd like to buy an elephant. Well, do you really want an elephant? If you want an elephant, you can have one. One will be delivered to your house. And then you will put him in the backyard. You certainly can't get him into the house. The door isn't big enough. And you have him in the backyard. And so he is hungry. And so he goes to the trees in the backyard and he denudes the trees, take all the leaves and eats them. He pulls up the grass right by the roots out of the ground and eats it all up. If you have a garden there, not for long. And pretty soon your backyard is just a stumping ground of bare dirt, bare earth. Now, where is the water going to come from? You got to have a bucket of water out there. You got to have a pool of water. He takes a drink from the pool of water. In go the fish. And he takes all that water and just enjoys himself. You don't really want an elephant. If you want one, you'll create it. But you don't really want it because it's obvious what's going to happen, and you don't want that to happen. If you happen to have a circus and you want an elephant, elephants will be available to you. You'll know all the elephants that are on the market because everything is possible. It's up to you what your choices are, what your direction is, what your desire is. Some people like to come put a show on for us. Button comes in here and he does his back rub and his twist and his turn. He could have done that in the bedroom before he came out. But no, he likes to perform. He says, oh, I feel so good. He says, do you feel good just looking at me feeling so good? And we say, yes. He says, well, that's what I did it for. Because I like to share my feeling so good with people I love. And this is what happens. You don't have to make so much noise about it, Mr. Button. Puppy dogs are wonderful. Now think about it. What is it that you would like to have to be possible for you? Well, being monks and being sincere and being dedicated and being fabulous like you are, you all say, I would like to be the greatest monk in the world. No, that's not what you want to say. You say, well, I would like to be spiritually illumined. No, that's not what you want to say either. Herb, what do you mean you're telling me what I don't want to say? You're already a spiritually illumined. You're already a monk. Well, then, I like to be myself and be happy. Well, you already have that too. Well, what would I like to do? If I already am all those things, I'm probably going to be everything else that I suggest to you too. That's right. Now, what is it that you would like to have be possible for you? Thank you, Button. Ingeborg was drifting off there, and Button comes over and puts his paw up on Ingeborg and says, hey, sweetheart, wake up. Do a little petting job here on me. See, I send Button around on missions like this here, and you suddenly think to yourself, isn't that charming? He goes over and he touches Ingeborg on her arm while she's drifting off a little bit there. Isn't that charming? You created that, not just me, you created that. Each one of us create everything in our life because everything is possible. But back to what it is that you'd like to have. You see, we are so empty in our visualization of what we can get from the store. We have no idea what we want to buy. We go to the storekeeper and say, I'm so hungry. I'm dying of hunger. I need some food. And storekeeper said, well, man, here's a whole store full of it. You got money? Yeah, I got money, but I don't have any food. Well, just take your choice. But what should I eat? I don't know. My mama always cooked my food for me. My mama always took care of me. Well, son, you look like you're about 30 years old. What happened to your mama? She died. Well, that's a fortunate thing for you. Now you can start cooking for yourself. You can start trying things that you never tried before. You can start reaching out to your inner self and find out that within you is the capacity to do anything and everything is possible. What a wonderful storekeeper. And the guy says, yeah, but I still don't know what to eat. Well now, why don't you start with saying to yourself, what time of day is it? Well, it's 4 o'clock. Well, what are you going to do after 4 o'clock? I'm going to have my supper. What did your mama prepare you for supper? What a patient storekeeper, I tell you. What did your mama prepare you for supper? Well, she put peas and potatoes and hamburgers. Well, you go over there, and the frozen food, they're beautiful frozen peas. Peas and carrots, or broccoli, or anything else you want, all frozen. Real nice. You don't have to worry about preparing them in any way, except to let them thaw out in a pan of water. Oh, and then you go over there, and you find instant mashed potatoes. You take out a half a cup, and you put it in some boiling water, just a half a cup of boiling water, and you stir it. And you have a portion of instant mashed potatoes. And then over in the next counter is the oleo, the margarine. It's beautiful margarine in a squirt can. You get that and you squirt it on top of your mashed potatoes. And then you go over in the hamburger section. And they're already made out into hamburgers. You put it on the stove in a frying pan. And you watch it medium heat. And you let it cook, and when you think it's good to turn it over, then turn it over. And if you want to turn it over again, that's okay. But when it's done just the way you like it, then turn off the stove, put your hamburger on your plate, put some ketchup with it, put the peas on your plate, put the mashed potatoes on your plate, and then sit down at the table and eat it. And after you're done eating, then you get up and you go to the sink and you wash off your plate. And you dry it and put it away, wash off your knife and fork, dry it and put them away. And then you're ready for the next day, which is going to be breakfast. Now, breakfast, what do you usually eat? Well, she has cereal for me. What kind? Well, grape nuts, of course. Well, the grape nuts are right over there. And you can buy instant milk, so you don't have to worry about keeping it in the refrigerator. And just take out a little bit of instant milk, a couple of tablespoons, and stir it in water, and you put it in your cereal, and it's delicious. Or you can buy milk, whole milk, ready to go, and put it in your refrigerator. And then there's frozen orange juice there. You mix them up in a bottle, and you got enough for the whole week. And then what are you going to do for lunch? Well, Mama always makes me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, the peanut butter and jelly is over there, and the bread is over there. Just buy one of each of these things, and it'll take care of you for a whole week. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, God in us tells us these same things. God in us, the divine in us, says, go to the infinite storehouse within for everything you desire, and it will be manifest outwardly. You will create it at whatever level of awareness you need to be in to create it, but you'll create it. And you'll create it so beautifully and so wonderfully and so satisfyingly that it will take care of your needs for a long time. And then while you have created that, don't stop looking. Get accustomed to going within and looking around that infinite storehouse within you, that infinite capacity within you. Because in you is the divine. In you is the master storehouse of the universe and beyond. The storehouse of ideas, the storehouse of intuition, of imagination, the storehouse of love, the storehouse of peace, of understanding. Go there. There's no price tag on it. You might say the price tag is to go there and choose. But there's no price tag on it. You thumb through all of the wonderful selections they have there, but don't use a dirty thumb, you know. Just thumb through them, look them over. And as you look them over, make a selection, and perhaps you'll take home and use some ideas that are not really your thing because it's just not your desire. You might take home some lipstick and you're a man and you find, hey, that's not what I want. And you meant to get some lip balm for chapped lips or something like that. Well, you have to read the labels. You have to look carefully. You look kind of silly with stark red lips on a man who's not in the movies and not an actor trying to stand out on the theater stage or something. But you want lip balm that's keeping your lips from being chapped in the warm, delighted sun that you're in. Go to that inner storehouse. The inner storehouse is not only the inner self, divine ideas. The divine ideas cover everything, and everything is possible. The divine ideas cover your computer. How does your computer work? The divine ideas are there to instruct you. Sylvia so often says, I don't know how to fix this, but I'll take care of it. And she gets in there and presses some buttons, and things happen, and bells and whistles go off, and she says, well, what do you know? It worked. She trusted her inner self. She does that a lot. She's read the books, she's studied these things, but it didn't always tell her just exactly what she needed to know. So she listened within to the finest instructor it's possible to listen to. Do you do that? You're cooking something on the stove, and you turn to someone else and start talking, and all of a sudden a little bell goes on your head. I'm cooking something on the stove, I better look at it. You may have been in a most interesting conversation, but bing, your responsibility comes up in your mind, and you look over the stove, and it's just done perfectly. You don't look over there because it's burned and smoke is coming up. You look over there because it's just done perfectly, because that's what you do. This morning I thought I'd catch a couple extra 40 winks. And so it was 3:05, and I woke up and I said, I'll just sleep back for a moment. And then at 4:08, it was time to get up for 4:15 for our lecture. So, boom, boom, I jump out of bed. I didn't get up like I normally do. I just got up like a gazelle. Zoom! Washed my face and brushed my teeth and came in to kiss and hug all of you in our morning home. I was a minute late, perhaps, but you see, we can do everything. We can accomplish everything. When you get up slowly, you have time to feel that you have aches and bones that, you know, would like to stay in sleep. But when your mind is instantly on something you're doing, I'm late for a very important date, boom, you're up and zippity-doo. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. You can do anything. You can have anything. You can be anything by just having it be your choice. And remember, you go to this great storehouse and treat it like a storehouse. Go to that great storehouse within yourself where everything exists, everything. And close your eyes or leave your eyes open, however you're able to handle it. And look at the storehouse. Just look at all the wonderful things that are available to you. Starting with ideas, concepts, dreams, goals. And then move on to the more mundane things of toothpaste, toothbrushes, soap, food, clothing, desk articles, anything you like. But let go. Let go of the world of illusion about you and work in the world of reality within you. Because within you is a garden that you'll never have to water, you'll never have to fertilize, you'll never have to tend in any way, you just go and pluck the fruits. Within you are the ideas that are the creative ideas of the universe, the brilliant ideas that make you a great writer, a great poet, the brilliant ideas that make you a great artist, a pianist, a musician, a composer. Within you is the great lover. Within you is the perfect body. Within you is all. All things are possible there. Do you want to go there and find them? Or is that trip a little too far? For many people, the trip apparently is too far to go within. They'd rather take the illusion world around them with all of its limitations, which they've created. Because instead of going to Migros or Kmart or Albertsons, they go to the neighborhood store, which is beautiful. And they see the limited supply and they say, that's all there is. But open your heart and your mind to the Albertson within you, to the Vons within you, to the Kmart, to the grand Migros within you, and shop there. And you don't need a credit card. You don't need a checkbook. You don't need cash. You just need to go there and enjoy. I know everything is possible. You do too. I know everything is possible. I know everything is possible. And I love it.